Sagittarius friends, and welcome to your horoscope for May of 2023, where it is a busy month, Sagittarius, and you have got to get your routine together. Okay, listen, I'm just putting it out there right away. Whatever is going on in your daily routine, whether you are a freelance professional and you're trying to get contracts, or how you work daily together, or it is your health, it is your wellness, a routine for caring for yourself physically or caring for someone else, whatever it is in your daily routine, your mental daily routine, this month is offering you an opportunity to really get that together. And you really have been, I think, working on this in some capacity all year long, and really probably since last year as well. But there's definitely an extra amount of emphasis that is happening this particular month for you. You know, kind of this idea that I think for you, like what was fantasy, or what was like you were trying to feel your way through, or you were kind of maybe even in denial of the way some things were, now in a very practical, tangible, reality, material way, this is the month for you to get that together, okay? Let's jump in and talk about what's going on. So right at the beginning of the month, Sagittarius, on the first, we've got Pluto going retrograde at 0 degrees of Aquarius. So first of all, track back. What was happening in March of this year as Pluto came into Aquarius? What started to light up for you in your third house space around the way you were communicating, the way you were thinking, the way that you were receiving and disseminating information? This is Plutonian energy, Sagittarius. So one of the things that I think of is, how have you been dealing with situations? Have you been being your beautiful, carefree, fire self, where you're like, it'll work itself out? But that in and of itself, that's not Pluto. Pluto is, this hurts, I'm afraid, I am embodying, I am keeping something too much, and it is actually squelching my fire. So one of the first things I think of is, where is this coming out? Are you going to therapy? Do you have a sponsor? Are you talking to God? Like, whatever that is for you, is it coming up and out of your mouth? Now, as Pluto moved into Aquarius in March, I think that you maybe got some symbology that it was like, oh, I got to talk this out, or I got to receive information in some way. So now, as Pluto is retrograde, Sagittarius, where I think you have a chance to do phenomenal work, is the deep research. You got to do some research to find out, or to find that therapist, or to talk with your partner, or whatever it was, to go back to that class, find out your educational path, do that deep studying and deep research, because this is where Pluto will empower you. You die off in ways that you don't know what you're doing over here, but it is actually killing you. And you are empowered into information that brings life-giving information, life-giving new processes or thoughts. Now, the third house also has to do with short trips and with siblings. So for some of you, I kept having this vision of, like, you are traveling to your sibling, or your sibling is moving in some way. There's just this, like, travel aspect connected to maybe a sibling in some way, shape, or form. So if that's you, please let me know what that is in your signature in the comment section down below. All right, when we get to the fifth, we have got a full moon lunar eclipse happening at 14 degrees of Scorpio. Now, this lights up your 12th house space. Good news is that this is not new news, okay? We've been working this Scorpio Taurus axis for some time. So you've been looking at the space between your 12th house and your 6th house. So the things that are, you know, in between the worlds, your spirituality, your rest, your rejuvenation, your habits that are going to lead to your own undoing, research that you've been doing, or absolutely anything you've been working on behind the scenes, including your creative expressions, your artistic expressions, right? But also, I think that there's some astrology that has popped up for you, or secrets that have been over here, whatever it is. This is not new information, but this particular eclipse brings illumination to you, and it exposes what's really going on over here. Now, this is the last lunar eclipse in Scorpio this year, so this is a big deal. I think it is calling in a culmination for you, Sagittarius. It's like, hey, we've got to do something with this area, right? Or we've got to be informed, or we've got to have this illumination, or there's got to be this unburdening. You know that this is here now. What are we going to do with it? How are we going to heal, right? That's really this 12th house. Or what do we need to transition out? Because it's not like, that's a fantasy. It's not really in the reality, but how are we going to kind of come to a conclusion to do something different with that? And this includes, it's not just like, oh, you've got all of these bad habits and behaviors. Yes, maybe if there are drinking, drugs, eating, gambling, alcohol, any of these things, yes, they can lead to your own undoing. But it can also be things like, I'm keeping my artistic or my creative expression to myself and not kind of bringing it out. And that is an undoing for me too, because we do have to nurture those creative spaces. So you have the opportunity to work on that. And over this next 6 months, when we change and we shift spiritually, or we learn to do that research and identify our patterns, then we can manifest them differently in the material plane, okay? When we get to the seventh, we see Venus moving into the energy of Cancer. This lights up your eighth house space. So this is interesting. Okay, first of all, Venus is an attracting energy. So let the universe do the heavy lifting, okay? You're just in charge of the footwork. Venus, call it in. What do you need in your eighth house of healing? What do you need in your eighth house of intimacy and assets, okay? Money, finances, partners' money, anywhere that you are partnered with money, financial aid, loans, any of these kinds of things, collaborations, astrology, you know, your reproductive organs, sex. Where are you tapped in here that you need to just call in some nurturing? You need to call in some security. You need to call in some beauty. You need to call in a fresh beginning, because Cancer is a cardinal energy. So call it in now, and then be devoted to letting that harmony or that ease sit and settle in you. This is a great energy. So it's great for partnership. You can deepen your partnership. First partnership you'll ever have is with your own body. So where are you at with that, Sagittarius? You know, are you struggling? Is there a wound there? Or are you just feeling bold and empowered in this area? Whatever it is, allow Venus to be accommodating and nurturing to this area, okay? When we get to the 14th, we're going to see Mercury coming out of retrograde in the energy of Taurus. So if you've had like backups, buildups, miscommunications, it's like, why isn't this working out? I feel like I am less productive than I have ever been in my entire life, especially in your sixth house of productivity, health, wellness, daily routines, the way you think about your daily world, right? This Taurus area is all about your sixth house, how you exist in a daily mundane space. And are you in control of that? Are you empowered here? Now, Mercury retrograde probably sent you some information about what is going on in the daily routine. Do you need to adjust your schedule? Taurus, do you need to adjust how you're eating? Do you need to adjust being too fixed in a routine that it's not actually healthy for you, right? Do you need to sign some contracts that will help you with longevity? You know, these kinds of things the Mercury retrograde would have definitely brought to your table. Now, to be specific, back up to April 7th, and look all the way to May 31st to see exactly what came up and what you worked on and you will have resolution to in this Taurus area of your chart between 5 and 15 degrees of Taurus, okay? On the 16th, we've got Jupiter, your ruling planet, moving into Taurus. So it is just like, ba-dow, right? Like really the expansion of these daily routines, the expansion of your productivity, the expansion of your physical health and wellness. Now, I think that Jupiter is not just like bringing all the benefits. It's so great. Your luck is on the table, right? I think that Jupiter matches what you have and then sends you a teacher to help you really fortify, solidify, and learn to grow this area. So Sagittarius, where your personal journey is at, you know, if you're right here, Jupiter is going to come and match that and expand this particular area. So if this area for you of your daily routine is particularly challenging, you may feel the expansion of the challenge, but Jupiter always sends a teacher to help you learn how to maximize this area. So if you feel like I cannot get my daily routine together, this is where it's not just like, oh, bring in a journal and do it yourself more. You are the sign that is potentially likely to try to self-improve, right? Just self-improve. But Jupiter's sending you a coach who's steady, who's already learned to self-improve, who's learned that exercise routine, who's learned to care for themselves, who's learned to run a business, right? Jupiter is sending the coach to maximize whatever you have going on, but it will expand it first, okay? Now, as we get to the 17th, Jupiter and Pluto are going to square. I think that this is the most significant transit we have all year long, because as Jupiter and Pluto come together, we are asked and tasked to look at massive, major rearrangements in how we think and how we move in the world, right? So it is really this conversation about, you've had some outdated belief systems and ideas going on, Sag. And particularly, I think it's one thing. I really think it has to do with some routines that you had in your life that they will not work coming forward. Because as of the 17th, the old world, we shut the door on it. We are solidly in the new world, the new way of doing things. Society will be different. This is it. The door closes on that old stuff. So the outdated things can't come forward anymore. And today's the day where I think we all know it. We know it on this day. And we've got to change. Okay. Now, as we get to the 19th, I think we get some help to make these changes, because you've got a new moon in the energy of Taurus. So plant your seeds of intention at 28 degrees of Taurus, Sagittarius, to adjust the daily routine, adjust your health and wellness, and make it beautiful, make it delicious, make it something that, yes, has long-term endurance to work for you, to be here for you, but is also something you feel like is decadent in your life. You know, you feel like, I can really enjoy doing this, or I can enjoy taking on the challenge of the persistence and the tenacity it takes to bring this into my life. And universe, send me the people, places, and things that I need to help me in that journey, to empower me in this area, to make this something solid for me, right? Like in a daily, tangible, mundane kind of way. That's what this new moon, I think, feeds. On the 20th, we see Mars moving into the energy of Leo, ninth house, publishing, marketing, broadcasting, expansion, getting out there. You know, I think that Mars in a fire energy is really something to behold. You know, this is at some point in the month going to sit trine to your sun. So creating pockets of opportunities to get things done. Where are you finding yourself walking longer distances, right? You got a daily routine. Where are you publishing, marketing, broadcasting, expanding your belief system? Where are you jumping an ocean? You're traveling, you're going someplace further. Where is your teacher, your coach, your mentor that Jupiter sent in here for you? Maybe you're an American and you're a teacher that helps you understand your daily routine and your body is in India, right? Where is this great expansion that of getting things done, that Mars will help you get things done? Mars in Leo for you is also going to be really phenomenal, because where there needs to be conflict or fight or fire to do something, Mars can help you get it done. And with you, what I love about that Sagittarian energy is that, you know, not all the time, but it can be competitive, where you're like, this problem is not gonna beat me. So you are in therapy, you are at the gym, you are doing these things, right? And this is where I actually think that your fire combination with Mars this month is phenomenal. Don't let it be too dramatic, it is still Leo, but still take it and remember, sometimes there has to be a breakdown before there's a breakthrough. All right, Sagittarius, before we close this month, on the 21st, we're gonna see Gemini move into the sun, please. Okay, we're gonna see the sun move into the energy of Gemini, and this is going to light up your seventh house space, so right across the street. Now, this is the time of year, every year, that your relationship life gets vibrant. Now, I love this because you're motivated here. You know, if you do need to get that therapist, you do need to get that teacher, you do need to have that conversation with a significant relationship in your life. You know, you may even find yourself feeling a bit scattered, like, oh my God, there's so many choices in teachers. There's so many choices in classes. There's so many, you know, like, I feel like I can't breathe. I'm a bit scattered. You know, remember, come back, listen. You can use this season to gather information about who is the right relationship to have in your life. Now, in terms of romantic partnerships and stuff like that as well, this is a high time for communication. So if you needed to sort something out, Mercury is not retrograde anymore. You know, use the energy to have the conversation you need to have. You know, in your daily routines, in your relationship, do you guys need to reset? Is it like, whoa, we've been walking past each other here. We've been having a little bit of a roommate relationship or a situationship. And that's not working for me anymore. That's not keeping me healthy. That's not filling my cup, right? So whatever it is, just know that pattern back as well. Go back to last year, what was happening in your relationship zone, and see the semblance of where some things have worked out, where you've grown, and where you're maybe running into some of the similar challenges, and now is the time to address those. All right, my beautiful Sagittarians, get this routine together. I love you very much, and I will see you next month. Bye, Sag!